Blog Talk Radio.
Hello again, everybody. This is the Old Rough Rider. Welcome to another exciting episode of Rough Riders Radio. I'm the host. Let's get right to it. Tonight's topic: Trump's future is so bright. Not. Dispatches from Trump's bunker are becoming Fellini-esque. It reminds one of the unbridled joy one could take in reading those late stories about Mitt Romney's absolute denial that he was about to be beaten like a half-starved, rented mule. The difference this time around is that Trump really does seem to understand that he's about to go down like an overmatched tomato can. He's never getting that revenge he wanted against President Obama. He's met a woman he can't push around. And now his high roller brand is shot. Everybody knows he's not really a billionaire. His credit is probably shot, too, since anyone who needs to know now realizes that he's a horrible risk who doesn't honor debts or contracts. He's going to get nailed to the wall on Trump University, probably in state after state after state. He'll never get another show like The Apprentice. He'll never be able to say he's a winner again. His daughter is pissed because no one will buy her clothes, and her inheritance is as good as in bankruptcy court. The in-laws aren't too impressed with Trump's decision to make his final argument an anti-Semitic jihad against a global Jewish conspiracy to suck the lifeblood out of the white working class. His wife now knows a lot more than she needed to about Trump's behavior and affairs when he leaves her watchful eye. The IRS is going to finish that audit soon, or begin one if that was just a lie. His foundations has a few problems, and there's all that Russian stuff to explore. That ought to keep his buddies at the FBI busy for a while. As for the media and the GOP, the stories they tell about Trump will be as far from flattering as possible. And Trump can't carry balls anymore because people know he doesn't actually donate any money. His buddy Chris Christie, the Republican governor of New Jersey, certainly won't be leading the Justice Department to save either of their asses. Mike Pence, his running mate, won't even remember Trump's first name. And Newt Gingrich and Rudy Giuliani will graduate to their next big scam. But Trump will still have Breitbart, the alt-right wingbat website. Breitbart and Twitter and Facebook Trump TV channel with no financing and no investors. Yes, folks, it's going to be huge. That's it for tonight's broadcast of Rough Riders Radio. This is the old Knight Rider, Rough Rider, rounding third, heading for home. And as always, stay well, keep it lit, and remember, we ride, but you decide.